Hello and welcome. My name is Logan and you're listening to the Logan Parham Show. Today we will be discussing the following topics: Anime of the Week featuring Hunter x Hunter in the discussion. We will also be transitioning past that to motivational advice and many other good stuff. This is the Logan Parham Show on Hawk Radio. Hunter x Hunter. What is Hunter x Hunter? Hunter x Hunter. It's a Japanese manga and an anime. Yoshiro Takashi is serialized in the Shonen Manga magazine Weekly Shonen since March 1998. It's been going on hiatus also since 2006, according to the internet. But what is the storyline? Let's see. Alright. I guess the logo fandom.com, why not? Tell me something. Yeah, I'm trying to get it. Alright. Still looking. So there's a Hunter exam arc. Zodiac arc. Follows the story of Gon Phrysis, a young boy who learns that his father, who he was told was dead, is still alive somewhere as a top hunter. So this leads to Gon deciding to become a professional hunter and leaves his home on the Whale Island to find his father. The story follows Gon's journey as he becomes a hunter and meets new friends while also facing various challenges and enemies. Like I said earlier, there's also different story arcs. Hunter Exam, Heaven's Arena, York. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, get over one. Maybe I found a more accurate source. I don't like these Wikipedia sites. According to fandom.com, on the Hunter x Hunter page, is a Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Yoshiro Takahashi. So as of September 2024, 400 chapters have been collected into 38 volumes. Takanban volumes. In other words, chapter collections. In Japan. Story focuses on a young boy named Don Freesus. Despite being abandoned by the father, Gon departs upon a journey to follow his footsteps. That's the rigorous hunter exam. Eventually does find his father. What happens next will shock you. Along the way, he meets various other hunters, including the main cast members that I won't spoil. He also encounters the paranormal, whatever that means. Apparently, his original inspiration for the manga. Takashi's own collecting hobby, I mean, whatever that means. 1999, Hunter x Hunter was adapted in a 62-episode animated television series produced by Nippon Animation. What is Nippon Animation? Let's look this up. What is it? What is this? Nippon Animation. It's a Japanese animation studio, headquartered in Tokyo. Chief offices are in the Ginza district of Chuyo. Can't read. Production facilities are in Tama City. Nippon Animation is famous for producing numerous animated series based on works of Western literature such as Anne of Green Gables and The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. The show premiered on Japan's Fuji TV and ran until 2001. Three separate original video animations totaling three episodes were subsequently produced by Nippon Animation, released in Japan from 2002 to 2004. The second anime television series by Madhouse aired on Nippon Television from October 2011 to September 2014. October 2011 to 2014, September. It was totaling around 148 episodes with two animated theatrical releases in 2013. There are also numerous audio albums, video games, musicals, other media based on Hunter x Hunter. The manga has been translated into English, released in North America by Viz Media since April 2005. Both television series were also licensed by Viz, with the first series having aired on the Funimation channel in 2009, and the second series premiering on Adult Swim. Probably won't see. April 16th, 2016. It can be viewed on Apple TV and Tubi, the Roku channel, and Peacock. For streaming services. I think you also find out Crunchyroll, yes. Pretty sure you can. Hunter x Hunter has been a huge critical financial success. It's become one of Chiyoshu's best-selling manga series with over 84 million copies, including digital, and circulation in Japan alone as of 2022. What's the setting? The setting of Hunter X Hunter. Hunters are licensed elite members of humanity who are capable of tracking down secret treasures and rare beasts, and even other individuals. However, you can also access locations, and regulars cannot access them. To obtain a hunter license, one must pass the rigorous annual hunter exam. It is run by the Hunter Association. Has a success rate. The challenge that's had have a success rate. Less than 1 in 100,000 who participate. A hunter who succeeds or is awarded up to 3 stars. A single star is for remarkable achievements in some kind of particular field. They may be upgraded to 2 stars holding an official position. And mentoring another hunter up to a single star level, and finally upgraded 3 stars for remarkable achievements and multiple fields. Nen. What is Nen? It's the ability to control one's own life energy and aura, which is constantly emitted from them, whether they know it or not. There are 4 basic Nen techniques. 10. Maintains the aura of the body. Strengthen it for defense. Setsu. Setsu shuts the aura flow off, useful concealing one's presence and relieving fatigue. Ren enables his user to produce more Nen, and Hatsu is a person-specific use of Nen. Nen users are classified into 6 types based on the Hatsu abilities. Enhancers strengthen and reinforce their natural physical abilities. Emitters project aura out of their bodies. Manipulators control objects and or living things. Transmuters change the type and or properties of their aura. Conjurers create objects out of the aura. And specialists have unique abilities that do not fall into their previous categories. Very interesting. But the specialists also have unique abilities. They do not fall in their previous categories. And then user can enter in a contract. This contract is them pledging to follow certain limitations. Their abilities will strengthen in relation to how strict they are. An example of this is Kira, a character name, who, in order to have an unbreakable chain, it will hold members of the Phantom Trop. We don't know what this Phantom Trop is, but it's very interesting to mention it. Moving on to the plot. A young boy named Garn Frisus. He was told his life that both of his parents. But I'm going to end the thing right there because I don't want to spoil this for anyone who wants to still watch Hunter x Hunter. What was the production like, I wonder? Production on Hunter x Hunter. The author, Shiro Togashi, explained that one of the hobbies was collecting objects of all sorts, so he was inspired to create a manga involving collecting titled Something Hunter. He came up with the final name, Hunter x Hunter. He was doing this while watching television variety show downtown, in which the hosts of that show, they would often repeat what they say to make the audience laugh. The X in the title is silent. As with this previous series, Yu Yu Hakusho. Together with his creativity and himself, Togashi used drafting ink and Kaburo pens for his illustrations. He began using an EMAC to color them. What is an EMAC? Okay. It's odd. Let's see. Trying to find it. They're text editors, apparently. Characterized for their extensibility. Okay. It's interesting. Very interesting. Togashi? Togashi uses few or no assistants in the manga's production. However, fellow manga artist and future wife, Noko Takeguchi, assisted Togashi in adding screen tone to single color pages of the first volume. With the birth of their first son early in his publication, Togashi felt that this personal aspect of life would be a great influence on the work, particularly the manga's theme of a young boy searching for his father. There have been several instances in which Togashi has apologized to readers in the Shonen Jump. Sometimes for his low quality artwork, where he had promised to redraw portions of the chapters. Sometimes the publication history has been plagued by hiatuses, in which serialized chapters will be separated by extended periods of time. Once returning from a 2-year-long hiatus in June 2014, I almost said 2024, my fault, and joining the English language weekly Shonen Jump lineup, the manga went on just another 2 months later. I guess it's saying another hiatus 2 months later. The series returned from the hiatus, which has been its longest to date, on April 18th, 2016. And however, until resuming serialization again in 2017, June 26th. And 2 months again. What is it with this guy and his and the theme of 2 months later? On August 31st, announced that he would go to hiatus again. All right, so let me get it straight. This guy, he works on it for 2 months, stops, takes 2 years off. I don't know. I guess all artists are different in their creativity. That's interesting, though. You take 2 months off and that's it. Do another 2 years. All right, fair. But it still doesn't make sense, for whatever. So, on August 31st, he'll announce the series will go on hiatus again, with plans to return by the end of the year. The series returned in the 9th issue of Weekly Shonen Jump on January 29, 2018. The manga, before entering hiatus again on April 9th, 2018, the manga returned on September 22nd, 2018. What? Okay. So it went on hiatus again in November. Okay. So looks like, all right, let me explain this one. This looks like it's a hiatus chart. That's a huge chart. It's a huge chart. Seems to have taken some, a lot of hiatuses. Apparently, apparently the longer you look at it, it really starts to, in 2006, it starts to really take the long gaps. Longest gap might have been from 2018 to 22. That's what the chart says. That's interesting. Well, media side, here's a manga for you. See, obviously it was written and illustrated by Yoshiro Takahashi, the man we're all talking about. Probably can realize that by now. He wrote and illustrated Hunter x Hunter, the manga, and his ongoing serialization in the Shonen Jump. On March 16th, 1998, he compiled 38 chapters, or volumes, as of September 4th, 2024. Series has been published in Sashujin Edition? Okay. Apparently, it aims to recreate the manga as it was originally serialized in a weekly Shonen Jump in the same size with the same color pages. 11 volumes were released between December 9th, 2011 and April 18th, 2014. It was covering the Hunter election story arc. A character's memories. They won't spoil anything. Like the story part, for context. A two-part manga Togashi wrote to act as a prequel into the first animated film. Okay, let me read this more. Tokyo Ghoul and Sue Ishida. So they created, I guess they created on the six, I'm not sure. They so created a, okay, I don't know if it's accurate or not, so I'm not gonna say it on there. Viz Media began publishing the manga in English in North America in April 2005. They market the series as part of Shonen Jump Advance line for older teens and young adults. So far, 37 volumes have been released in North America as of October 3rd, 2023. Viz included the Kurapika's Memories chapters in December 17 and 24 of 2012. On April 22nd, 2014, it was announced that Hunter x Hunter were joining the digital English magazine Weekly Shonen Jump. So that's what, is it like he, let me think, do you, I don't know if he just, I don't know why he really did that to the guys. Was it to get publications maybe? Who knows, maybe he just wanted to enjoy the quality of his work. I think what it is he wanted to create the best story possible and improve the quality of his work. That's what I think. I don't think it's because he was trying to find publication deals. It's unlikely. Or maybe it was both. Who knows? The manga has been licensed and translated in multiple languages throughout Europe and other parts of Asia. For instance, it was serialized between 2001 and 2005 in Bonzeo. Apparently, Bonzeo is a German version of the Weekly Shonen Jump, the anime. First series, 1999. The first Hunter x Hunter anime adaptation was produced by a company called, as mentioned before, Nippon Animation. It was directed by Kazuro Furuhashi. I'm surprised I knew names pretty well. I'm not going to lie to you. It's interesting how I can do it. It's been previously directed by Rory Kenshin television series. The same guy who did that, also did Hunter x Hunter. A total of 62 episodes were broadcast for Hunter x Hunter to the Japanese terrestrial television network, Fuji Television. From April... Excuse me, why do I keep saying April? Odd. October 16, 1999, to March 31st, 2001. During the same Saturday evening time slot as the anime version of Togashi's previous series, Yu Yu Hakusho. Additionally, Hunter x Hunter has aired on the satellite television station Animax. Although... Although, it does closely follow the manga, and the violence in the anime version is lessened for your audiences. Marvelous Entertainment has released all episodes of the series in Japan on DVD and 13 separate volumes released September 20, 2000 and September 19th, 2001. Viz Media licensed Hunter x Hunter anime for distribution. Region 1 in the Region 1 market. Had English voice actor work. It was handled by Ocean Group at Blue R Studios in Alberta, Canada. The series was released on 4 DVD box sets from December 9, 2008 to the 1st of December 2009. It started with the second set. Viz partnered with Warner Home Video to distribute the DVDs. Hunter x Hunter began airing in the United States on the Funimation channel in the spring of 2009. When the Hunter x Hunter anime covered most of its source materials by 2001, Nippon Animation made the decision to end the adaptation rather than continue it with filler. Lots of fans were unsatisfied due to the conclusion of the television series. There's lots of OVAs, which I think is voice actor singing. Saying, I'm not 100% sure. I'm thinking that's what it is. The first OVA series, it was directed by Satoshi Saga and ran for 8 episodes in the 4 release volumes. This was in 2002, from January 17th to April 17th. So a whole 120 days exact. I don't know if it's exact, but it's pretty close. The second OVA series, Hunter x Hunter Green Island, it was directed by Yukioro Matsu. Regardless, it ran for 8 episodes. It released in 4 volumes from February 19th to May 21st, 2003. The third OVA series as well. Called Hunter x Hunter GI Final. It was directed by Makoto Sato. It ran for 14 episodes and 7 released volumes. It was from March 3rd to August 18th, 2004. After the original anime's initial run on Animax, the OVAs were aired successfully. Viz has shown no intention of releasing English versions of the OVAs. This is a second series. Apparently, it's a second series that was started in 2011 for Hunter x Hunter. What was the second series in 2011, I wonder? Or should I say, we wonder. It was announced in July of 2011. Instead of continuing the story of the OVA series, it restarts the story from the beginning of the manga and attempt to adapt it more accurately. The series is directed by Hiroshi Kojima. It was produced by Madhouse. It was scripted by Atsushi, Mayuko, and character designs were created by Takiro Yoshimatsu. The series began airing Sunday mornings on Nippon Television starting October. Why do I keep saying April? October 2nd, 2011. It was switched to airing at 1:29 a.m. on Tuesday nights from October 8th through 23 onwards due to darker elements of later arcs. How interesting. The series ended on the September 23rd of 2014. It was after 148 episodes. Alright. Each hour after the episode, when it aired in Japan, on the American website Crunchyroll, which provided English subtitles, simulcast, United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Ireland, South Africa, Australia, and New Zealand. The series started airing on Animax Asia and Animax India in 2012 of April 24. However, Viz Media, October 9th, 2015, they announced their license to reboot the anime at their panel. It's at the New York Comic Con this panel was going to take place. Apparently, they released a DVD and Blu-ray with an English dub on April 1st, 2016. It was announced that the series would premiere on... Okay. Not gonna say that, but... April 16th? 2016. Might be wondering what the films were. You know, there's a lot of anime, TV show stuff, but what about films? So before the first anime television series was created, there was a short film adaptation of Hunter x Hunter. It was shown at the Jump Super Anime Tour in 1998. It was alongside some adaptations of Saikyu Matsu Leader Den Takeshi. And the infamous, or actually it's not infamous, excuse me, the famous One Piece. Well, we gotta go find the One Piece. Well, who produced it? Well, it was Studio Pierrot. It was directed by Noriyuki Abe. It depicts the early events of the manga. It was up to Gon's ocean voyage from Whale Island. The film adaptation by the second television anime stuff was called Hunter x Hunter Phantom Rogue. It was an original story that was featured. It was announced on March 2012. There's no like date. It's just March 2012. It was released on January 12th, 2013 by Toho. That means Toho Animation. I'm not sure. There's a thing called Toho Animation, I guess. It was centered around Gon and his friends' efforts to retrieve a character's name, don't want to spoil it, Eyes, which was stolen by another character. The original person, it had a number 4 spider tattoo. The film is based on an unpublished story about a manga creator that Yoshiro Togashi wrote around 10 years before. There was a second film titled Hunter x Hunter Lost Mission. It was announced following the first one's debut. The film had some focus on Nitero, the chairman of the Hunter Association, as Gon and his friends discovered dark secrets behind his past. The film, or should the movie, was released on December 27, 2013, and the DVD Blu-ray released on July 23rd, 2014. And The Rogue grossed $12 million, apparently. And The Last Mission grossed $850 million. or was it 12? I can't remember. Maybe it was 12. I can't tell. Good then. Bringing both films, total Japanese box office gross was 21.31 million. It's kind of huge. CDs, the background music for the first Hunter X Hunter. The point of this all is I'm gonna watch Hunter x Hunter soon. I thought I'd explore with the audience what it is. But the most important thing is I wanna give some advice to people. We'll be back after the commercial break. We're back. We are back. Today I want to tell y'all, I'd rather have I'd rather have 100 grateful followers than 1,000 loyal followers. The point is, let me put it this way. All right, let's put it this way. Having loyal followers is great, but once that loyalty is gone, what's left? When you have grateful followers, even when the loyalty is gone, they'll know that you'll come back and you'll come back stronger and you'll improve. And they'll literally climb mountains to see your artwork when it improves. Loyal people can drop you anytime as an artist and go to the next person. Loyalty is only so much when you're not grateful for the art they produce. With that being said, I want to express, you know, gratitude for those that pay attention. For those who are not just loyal, but also grateful for the art I produce. No matter what style your art is, it has a style. And that is something to cherish. Never forget. And never relent this saying. I'd rather have 100 grateful followers than 1,000 loyal followers. Hopefully this quote will be famous one day. No, it isn't easy out there. But that is why we're on Hawk Radio. And Hawk Radio, we have people like me giving you entertainment live here HCC Ebor. We'll be back after this short music break. Before we end this whole radio series, I want to say thank you for watching. Thank you for being there. Thank you for tuning in on Hawk Radio to all the radio shows that our students produce. Means the world to everyone. I'm sure they appreciate it too. This is HCC Hawk Radio. Come to you live from Tampa, Florida, Hillsborough Community College. This is your host, Logan Parham. Next week, we'll discuss more topics. Signing off.